Lose the Cape Podcast, episode 100. It's funny, when people ask me why I started the Lose the Cape Podcast, I think back to just over 3 years ago when I had three small kids. I was a stay-at-home full-time mom. I was trying to grow a blog. We had just published the Lose the Cape book, and I really wanted to, talk to other moms and see what was going on in their worlds and figure out how to make my life easier, because it was not easy for me and I was truly struggling. 100 episodes later, I've brought in the best partner in the world a few months ago, and the show has only gotten better and more fun since Aubrey came along. But our mission has stayed true to helping other moms in similar areas of life as us make life a little bit easier, as we talk about the struggle of the juggle and how everybody makes it through, and bringing interesting resources and topics and people to our audience every day. And we hope that you love it. Today we're going to share some funnies, some bloopers that we've deleted out of shows before we've posted them, some clips from shows that haven't even aired yet that had hilariousness in them, and we just hope that you enjoy what we have put together. Also, you can find the list of the shows that these came from, our favorite shows, and the top five most popularly downloaded shows at losethecape.com/podcast/100. So enjoy this special episode. We're so excited to have you as listeners, and thank you for coming along this journey with us. Have a great, great, great time listening to our 100th episode. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we've done this 100 times. It seems like just yesterday that Aubrey and I started. Now, granted, I've been doing this for 3 years, and Aubrey didn't come on board until when, October or November of last year, maybe even December. I'm not sure. That's how bad my memory is. Brain fog, right? And I so wish that Aubrey could be here with me to do this episode today, but anybody who listens to the show or has been listening for a while knows that she is married to a real life cowboy, and it is rodeo season, y'all. Something I did not know until Aubrey came into my life. But she and her girls are on the road for 2 weeks, I think, supporting her man as he's doing shows all around wherever they are. I don't even know where they are. They're all around. But anyway, so she couldn't be here with me, and I know she hated to miss it as well. But first of all, I want to give a super slammin' shout out to our sponsors. So we started offering sponsorship about 2 months ago, and we put out word to people that we already had, people who had been on the show and otherwise associated with us, and said, you know what, we'd love to offer you a deal to come be our sponsor. And several people took us up on the offer. So I just want to say thank you, especially to the people who took a chance on us when we were first starting our sponsorship program. And I just want to really quickly go through and thank all of them, because it costs money to run a podcast. It costs money and time, a lot of time. And we put in a lot of time and effort to do this. And we certainly want to continue providing a free service. But in order to pay for the VA support, in order to pay for the hosting, in order to pay for all the stuff that goes into running the podcast, we have to find some way to bring in a little bit of cash to cover all of that. So thank you so much to the people who said yes to us. And if you are looking to sponsor us, you can email us at info@losethecape.com. We have super reasonable prices, and our audience is continuously growing. But I want to say thank you so much to our first month sponsors, which we started in June with Janine Halloran's company, Coping Skills for Kids, with products and resources to help kids cope with stress, anxiety, and anger. You can learn more about her business at losethecape.com/coping. Our next was Weightless LLC. And this is Jennifer's program is awesome. It's really an inexpensive health coaching program. She offers the Body Bliss Boot Camp, which is a 4-week self-paced program to help you set your life up for success when it comes to food and exercise choices. And you can find more info on her at losethecape.com/weightless. That's LESS, not loss. Weightless. And then we had the lovely Alex from the Lovely Little Design Co. who does branding and stationery. And she is just the cutest thing ever. You can find more about her on losethecape.com. Say dash hello dash June dash sponsors. Boy, we made that one nice and easy, didn't we? And then our July sponsors are super mega awesome. We have Tara Bossler, freelance writer, who I use all the time for my copywriting and sales pages. Even though I am an author and a professional writer, sales copy is a whole different ballgame, and I trust her to get it done for me. And you can find out information on her on losethecape.com/Tara. And check out her rates. She's always got great stuff going on and good products. And all of us who are business owners want to, you know, get help with that. And then the last, and I love this company. Love it, love it, love this company. Trigger Memory Company. They have so many cool products to help your kids learn. And I am in the process of using their Times Tables product, which is a DVD-based program that helps you learn the times tables faster. Yes, I need help learning my times tables still, y'all. I have a fifth grader. But seriously, it's for my fifth grader and my second grader who if I can recall correctly, they start doing their multiplication tables in the second grade. Anyway, check them out at losethecape.com/timestales, T-A-L-E-S, for their Times Tales program and all kinds of other great stuff. Apparently, when I talked to the owner of their company, they started out, she and her sister, as homeschoolers for their kids. So they've started developing all of these programs for all parents that they found to be really helpful as they were homeschooling. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, thank you so much for all of you who came on board as our initial sponsors. We appreciate you so much. You help us make our podcast better. And we're so happy to send people to really quality services and products that we know benefit the people who listen to our show. So thanks. It is our 100th episode, and we kind of took the summer off from recording as much as we could. You know, she has a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And anybody with kids just knows that whatever you can do over the summertime to offload things and to de-stress the schedule is totally a good idea. So we decided that we were going to not record any new episodes other than a couple that were time sensitive or some that we really didn't want to miss the opportunity for. But for the most part, we have not been recording in June or July. And it's been a great break, but I miss Aubrey tremendously. And because of that, because we kind of took a break and took a step back, we never drew a winner for our Mother's Day prize package that we talked about on Mother's Day in May. And yes, I'm aware that it is July 19th. So I'm really excited to announce finally the winner of our Mother's Day prize package. And to make sure it was completely fair, we had our lovely assistant, Nancy, have her 3-year-old Micah draw a name from the entrance. And the winner is, as Nancy said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. We drew the name Colleen Laguerre. So congratulations, Colleen. We will be getting in touch with you to get your address and shipping you all of this wonderful stuff. Some jewelry and some journals and some body care and lotions and all kinds of fun stuff. It's a great package and you will enjoy pampering yourself with it, I am certain. Okay, so 100th episode. What are we doing for the 100th episode? Well, we talked about it, and as I explained, since we're not recording over the summer, and since my partner in crime is out on the road doing the rodeo circuit, we decided to do kind of a mini best of type show. So I've gone through and I've picked some of the funniest moments from our podcast over the last couple months, and then some of my favorite episodes. And I'm going to list out all of my favorite episodes on the website, and you can check those out at losethecape.com/podcast/100. And I'm going to bless you with some of our funniest moments. Laugh with us because these are funny. So this first one comes from an episode that we have not even aired yet with Kendra Hennessy. I don't even know. I can't even explain to you some of the things that happened during this episode. So I've included a few clips of the funniest parts, random things that Aubrey says. I should just start an entire podcast on that title alone. Don't tell her I said that. And then that moment when we thought she fell out of her chair. So enjoy these quick little funnies.
Yeah. So this is going to be a fun interview. Aubrey, meet Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Yeah, as I'm just telling you, I'm gonna not step on a guy's penis with my high heels.
I already feel a connection to you.
Yes. As you should. Okay, so Kendra.
I will confess, when my husband and I when we first got married, no kids, we lived in a house that did not have a dishwasher, and I was not going to be the dishwasher. So he kind of flipped out, was like, the kitchen's a mess, and I threw all the dishes away, like all of them.
Go, girl.
I was like, I'm not cleaning these. Wow. If you're not going to help, I'm not going to help either.
Wow. So, you know what? That's how you train a man. See, my problem is I had never done anything that dramatic. And if I had ever done anything that dramatic, this would not have happened because he would know better.
Because you're going to throw it away. Yeah.
Yes. So, and that's a great lesson in division of responsibilities, which is another huge tip that I have for people, is to divide the responsibilities. Your job as a home manager is to manage. And managers do not do all the work. Managers delegate work to other people.
Amen.
And that's what moms, it just falls, it's like, moms are just the default home manager. It is what it is. Then you're going to just have a hodgepodge of stuff. So you have to know what you're making.
Sorry.
Where'd you go?
That was your phone. I thought you fell out.
I'm cleaning my area right now. I'm like, this makes so much sense. I'm gonna put all these little notepads right here.
I seriously thought you just like collapsed out of the chair.
That is the problem with video recording, because the video makes it look like you fell off the screen, like into another realm.
Oh my God. No, I was cleaning. I was listening to you. I'm gonna pick these pins up and I'm gonna put them where they go.
It works.
Because I have like 5 pins just random.
Oh my God.
I'm okay.
That is so funny.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where were we?
Having a goal.
Yes.
I have to put that out of my mind because it was really funny.
I really think Aubrey and I were separated at birth.
I think so too, because nobody can come upstairs.
Well, you're so similar.
Then there was that famous episode where we talked with Sinead Dunn about coffee enemas. And y'all, this one made us laugh so hard. And for so many episodes after it, it was all we talked about. So if you did not hear her episode, you definitely want to go to our losethecape.com/podcast/100 page and link to Sinead Dunn's interview, because it was awesome. She's awesome. We had such a good time.
Yeah, I detox a lot as well. So I detox coming into every new season as well. I do a detox.
And how long do you do? Like a 3-day, like a week? How long? And what do you do on your detox?
So it's a 3-day juice and detox. So there's no food. It's literally just juicing for the 3 days. But like I go all in. I do like coffee enemas and Castor oil packs. I really go all in on mine. But for like, yeah, for people that just want to kind of do a clear out, just treat it. It just gives your digestive system a bit of a break and gives you time to kind of heal as well. So
wow, I had never heard of a coffee enema.
No, my mind is. Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it's what you think it is.
Okay.
I mean, like you just make coffee and then shoot it up there.
Yes. Yes. You get an enema bag, basically. You can buy them online, but it cleans your blood out because it stimulates a detoxing hormone in your liver, and you hold it in for 15 minutes, basically. And believe me, it's not as bad as it sounds. The first time you do it, it's a bit scary, but it's not really as bad as it sounds. Oh. It cleans your blood, it cleans out your whole system. You absolutely feel fantastic, really. Your skin, hormones, everything gets flushed out with a coffee enema.
How many people are going to be Googling coffee enema?
Me.
I'm like, curious.
Is it warm? Do you add cream? I mean...
Yeah, like that's what I'm seriously most interested in. Like, do you just brew a pot of coffee and then wait till it's cooled down, or do you put it warm?
Yeah, room temperature.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking
for a little butt.
Yeah, I love coffee, but that could possibly break me from it. Yeah.
Well, I have to ask. Is it a gentle release, or you better be like, whoa,
ready? Yeah.
Well, it I suppose it depends on what's going on inside you, but it can be an explosion.
Okie dokie then. So note to self: if you try the coffee enema, be close to that toilet. Words of advice.
Oh my gosh!
Do it on a day where you don't have to go anywhere.
Yes.
Wow.
And then there was a time that I interviewed Latiqua Williams, a hair loss specialist, and she told me about all the things that I could do to help that bald spot.
Yeah, there's a big spot in the back of my head. I have one of those natural, like, really defined parts. So it looks like a bald spot. I need to get it tattooed by this.
Yeah, so you could do like more of a density fill. You can just do like some lip, some chamomile tea. It's like little small things that you can do at home.
Chamomile tea helps your hair.
Chamomile tea you spray into the area. Yes, massage. Yes.
Wow.
There are so many things that you could do.
That's so cool. Okay, I have to go back to the chamomile tea
thing. Okay.
Sorry. Yes, no. All right, so do I take like chamomile tea and cook it and then put it in a
bottle?
Tell me how to.
So you're just gonna boil it as a regular. You're gonna drink. You're gonna let it sit for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then you can actually have like a spray bottle, like from the Dollar Tree or beauty supply, like Sally's. Mm-hmm. Place it in there, and then you're gonna spray in that area. Uh-huh. And then you're just gonna massage. It's basically massaging and getting your follicles to be able to stimulate them. Peppermint. You have peppermint. You can put a little drop of peppermint inside that tea. Uh-huh. And it's pretty much your massaging your follicles. It could be something as low as your iron is low. It could be something as are you drinking enough water? It could be are you sleeping on a satin pillow? So those are the small, simple things that help get your hair back to be full, and also for like little balding spots that where you don't need to have surgery.
So let me ask you this then. It sounds like you're saying that it's possible, even as you age and as your hair gets thinner, that you can rejuvenate it.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Yay. That's so good to know. I know so many moms who, like, after childbirth or whatever, they lose a lot of hair, or like as we get into our 40s and 50s, it's thinning out and everything. And I'm like, I don't want to be bald.
Yeah, so the tea, and that was another reason why I decided to want it to add other services and to being a hair loss specialist and teaching hairstylists and cosmetologists that, you know, you can have clients who have come in from having a baby, 9 months, their body has gone through a transition. So it's going to take 9 months to revert that thinning and that hair loss.
Right.
So something as simple as some things in the cabinet, which is chamomile, you have peppermint. You know, you can also now go on online and purchase a laser brush that's about $20 to $30 on Amazon. And at night before you go to bed, you're brushing your hair, you're massaging your scalp. And it's only from the internal outside.
We had a lot of fun interviewing Jessica Rhodes, a
a podcast specialist. She helps people figure out book on podcasts and knows everything in the world about podcasts. So we were a little bit intimidated, but we had a great time with her.
Let's pretend like we're just now starting. I'm a little intimidated after I read all your stuff. I was like, oh shit, this is the real deal podcaster.
And
we've got...
And here we are.
Here we are.
And then finally, I just included a little bit of pre-show chit-chat with Jamie about shooting down some shots of vinegar. Jamie and Aubrey and I all talked about drinking vinegar and how it makes us feel, which is supposed to help us make it feel better. But yeah, you'll hear.
Are we recording? We are recording. Okay. So get your bio up here. Oh my gosh. I'm having a hard time this morning, y'all. So just bear
more
with me.
Coffee.
A lot more coffee.
Are you still doing your vinegar, apple vinegar?
Yes. And oh my gosh. Oh gosh, this morning it killed me.
Is it work? Do you feel better though?
I feel more energy.
You do?
I do have a lot more energy, but I don't notice, like, didn't your mom say she felt like she was losing weight? And
well, she does the apple ginger, not the apple vinegar.
So she does apple juice with ginger. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, it tastes better.
Well, I know the apple vinegar, though, is, like, really good for your blood, like your cholesterol and stuff.
Well, that's good. I should have great cholesterol then. It does help my energy level, but man, it's hard getting it down.
No, I'd puke. A friend of mine drinks like a tablespoon, like throughout the day. She'll just do a quick tablespoon. I'm like, no, don't do that.
I put like 2 tablespoons in an 8-ounce glass of water. And even with that much water, it's still hard to. Anyway.
So I hope you've enjoyed taking a little trip down memory lane with us over our fun adventures together in podcasting. Hopefully you found these to be funny, and maybe you'll want to go check out some of these episodes that we referenced. They're all awesome. We've learned so much from all of our guests on the show, and we just, you know, I know it's only 100 episodes. You're probably like, why are you making such a big deal out of 100 episodes? But you know, we love what we do, and we love getting to share this with y'all, and we're just so happy to have you with us. So thanks for being part of this episode with us, and have a great day. Lose that cake.